This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I am Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And that's Dennis Halnon. He's one of the employee owners at Tab. He comes in and helps me out with your computer problem, comments, questions, and concerns. Yes, we are a 100% employee-owned company.
That's right.
And nobody cares in the state. Nobody cares. I mean, you can have five baristas get unionized, and it makes national news, but an entire company becomes employee-owned. Whatever.
Yeah, 40-something employees.
Yeah. No, that doesn't make news. Come on, Dennis. Nobody cares about that. So, but we do. We do care because that's actually, as an employee owner, you care.
Right.
So that does separate us.
You have a stake in everything that goes on.
Well, it separates us from our competition. But I digress. We've got work to do here, Dennis. We got Len still on the line here from Burlington. And so, Len, you're looking for recommendations on a new laptop.
Yes, I am.
All right. So my typical recommendation is still the one I'm going to continue to do because my sons still run these laptops through. They ran them through college. HP Envy line of laptops. If it has the metal case, not the plastic case, make sure they're metal. 11th gen or 13th gen CPU. Skip a 12th gen. Trouble there. 16 gigs of RAM and at least a half a terabyte solid state drive would be our basic recommendation. And the processor type is up to you, really. If you can afford an i7, more power to you. i5, that works too. But the generation is the key. Don't get tricked into some sixth generation, leftover, right? You want to get the current generations that are out there. 11th would be a way to go. 13th would be the bleeding edge. And stay away from the 12th.
Okay.
All right. And you'll probably end up with Windows 11. Nothing you can do about it.
Is there anything wrong with Windows 11? And you mean home, not business, right?
It'd be for home, right? You don't need the business. No, nothing wrong with it.
There isn't anything wrong with Windows 11. It's a good operating system. It's very close to Windows 10.
Yeah.
The only problem that we run into in a business setting is software that is not really compatible with it. And the fact that it doesn't have Internet Explorer built in.
Right.
We in the business world, there are still people and apps and things that require Internet Explorer.
The old classic.
Yeah, and we keep running into it once in a while. But for a home setting, Windows 11 should do you fine. Right. I just see how there would be an issue.
I just use Firefox and Chrome.
Okay.
There you go, right there.
So
I have another laptop right now, which is an HP. And it's also pretty old.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking at a YouTube of how to replace the battery, and it looks really scary.
It is.
Some of them are.
Removing all the screws and being careful not to touch anything without being grounded and all that.
All true.
Yes.
So, but if it's really old, I wouldn't spend the money on it.
No.
Well, but you're still recommending HP, even though, like on the Toshiba that I have, you just take a panel off and snap in a new battery and if you need one.
Okay, so. Well, so you've given an alternative thought to the one thing that you may have to do, which is replace a battery. But it's a pretty rare thing you have to do that. If you've gotten beyond 6 years of a laptop, the whole thing has been beaten up for 6 years. So if you find an 8 or 9 year old laptop that you want to replace the battery, that battery is probably pretty old that you're going to put. Even the new battery's been sitting around.
The replacement battery that you would put in can still be end up being an old battery.
Right.
And it may not have that much life left on it.
So it's a weird catch 22. Nobody's making new batteries for old stuff.
Right.
So I'm not really talking about replacing the battery in the old one. I'm talking about whether HP is the best way to go on a new laptop.
Well, right. And again, using battery replacement as a differentiator, it's really up to you. But I like HP still. It's been something we've been pretty confident with. I eat my own cat food. My kids all have the same laptop that I'm recommending.
The other thing is it isn't just HP that makes laptops that don't have easily replaceable batteries. All of the manufacturers are doing that now.
Right.
All of them. That's Lenovo and Toshiba and Fujitsu and the whole raft of them. They're saving space and money by not having to have a latched battery that can be easily taken out.
Yeah.
Okay.
They're all doing it.
Yeah, but you can still override my
recommendation. It's really not a deciding factor. I shouldn't worry about that.
Correct. As far as I'm concerned, I don't think it's a major factor.
Great. Well, I appreciate that you're alleviating my concern.
All right, Len. Good luck, man. We would love to hear what you end up picking up.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. So he's going to get a nice new laptop. That's always fun to have a nice shiny new laptop. It's got that new laptop smell of the ozone and all that. Isn't that lovely?
Yay.
Let's go to Deb in Danbury. What's cooking there, Deb?
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. I'm calling because I have this, I upgraded my laptop to Windows 11, mm-hmm. I don't know, last year.
Okay.
And in the past few months, there's been something that's troubled me on it. I get it in the Windows security, I get a notification that the memory integrity is turned off. Now, I've researched this up and down, backwards and frontwards. And I've done the scan, you know, that you go into the terminal, and it doesn't show that there's it's the Western Digital driver that's incompatible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It seems like this is a problem that a lot of people have had, and I tried whatever, but it doesn't show that it's even on my computer. So
right.
I reset the computer, thinking that because I used to use a Western Digital, hard drive, a portable hard drive, and I thought maybe that was it. And then this morning I was thinking, well, gee, maybe I should have just reinstalled Windows, but. You know, I don't know.
No,
I don't really know what.
Yeah, well, you don't want to run a device that has poor integrity, right? I mean, you want to be on the up and up, right? Is that what you're getting at?
Yeah.
Yeah. So in this case, this is an upgrade, right? You upgraded from Windows 10 most likely, right?
Yes.
Okay. This is a big problem for Microsoft.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a problem with Microsoft ever since they've existed. So basically, don't take a deep breath. It's not like I've said any.
You know what? I was just thinking, my Windows 10 desktop.
Yes.
Was, I upgraded it then. This thing has got to be at least 9 years old.
Right.
Okay.
I don't use it a tremendous amount. I mean, it works perfect.
Right.
You know.
So Microsoft saw your hardware.
Microsoft, all right.
It saw your hardware and said, you know what, Deb? We can do it. We can upgrade your machine. And you're going to be fine. Well, in this case, there's a little bit of an incompatibility in the memory, right? Did you do any research on this, Dennis, as far as what it was?
Yeah, memory integrity is something new that was introduced into the latest versions of Windows 10 and 11.
I've never heard of it before, and I thoroughly search my computer, and,
right.
I want to know what everything is.
I hear you.
I've never heard of this.
That's okay.
It's new. First of all, it isn't that big a deal.
Right.
Okay. If the memory integrity is off, your computer is not going to be hurt. It's not going to be hacked unless somebody gets your password.
And it's not doing anything, it's not doing anything illegal.
Which isn't going to help either.
Right.
So it's not that big a deal.
Just
wait it out until they.
Well, no.
No.
They're not going to
No. Okay. Within that. That Windows settings panel, there is a troubleshooting button that will tell you exactly which driver files are not compatible.
Yeah, I know what the driver is already. I'm looking at it right now.
You can, assuming the computer is not actually using them, you can theoretically delete him.
Delete those drivers.
But I can't even find it so to delete it.
Okay.
That's all right. The issue. I know I can delete it.
Yeah, what you need to do is to turn on, in Windows Explorer, you have to be able to see hidden files.
So now.
I never thought about looking there.
Well, right.
Okay,
so.
here's the thing.
If you go into the Windows terminal and do it that way and, you know, put in the, you know.
There's
you
a
know,
setting that,
the
setting is
that.
Hidden. So that we protect you from deleting things you shouldn't delete.
I already show the hidden folders because there are things that you know.
Mm. All right, so the file
download the Spotlight, you know.
Yeah.
Photos.
So the files that Microsoft says are not compatible don't even exist on the computer.
Not from what I'm seeing in the command, you know, when I go in there. But maybe I'm not doing it. You know, maybe I made a mistake or something because I don't really do that very often. So
there's two options here, Deb. You can ignore the warning, which Microsoft's not helping. Is it coming up every time you boot up?
Yes.
Yeah.
It takes a few minutes, and I think, oh boy, it's gone.
Right.
No, it comes back.
Right. So it's going to keep saying to you. Or you can do like a dentist. We can try to find an article on how you solve the memory integrity if it can be solved.
I have. I've looked at the articles, and it's been a while since I looked.
Yeah.
But from judging from what I had seen, it was they were talking about going into the terminal. They never said anything about going into Windows Explorer.
Right.
So if I just go into
Windows,
so I can just do a general search. In the C.
You're doing a general search C drive of the file name you're looking for, the one that you think you seem to know the driver name for. Now, and Dennis is suggesting that if you can find there, you can delete it, and that might be okay. Now, the word delete, right, is the strong one. Instead of deleting it,
rename it.
Yeah. Rename the extension.
Oh, rename it because it might not let me delete it. So if I rename it,
or things will go boom after you delete it, and you may want a quick way to get it back. Hopefully, in safe mode, you'd go back, rename it back to dot whatever. So in our vernacular, we would change it from dot whatever it is to dot Deb.
Yeah.
Oh, instead of wait a minute, it's dot sys.
Yeah, you're going to
so
call
it dot Deb.
Yep. So then you can be, you're the responsible party.
Okay.
that will solve the issue because that file can't be, the dot Deb file can't be run.
Well, it won't execute it. But the.
I can't imagine that if it's a, that it's going to mess up my computer just by not making that file not run.
Well, then your imagination in Windows is not expanded as much as ours is. Because you could screw anything up with Microsoft.
In other words, I could screw it up.
Yes. Yeah, so be careful.
Well, here's the thing. The computer, how old did you say that it is?
No. That was my desktop. This one, is like maybe. Oh, maybe 4 years old, maybe five.
Okay. But it upgraded from 10 to 11.
I don't really use it. Yeah. I don't. Actually, I only pull it out once a month to pay bills, to be perfectly honest, because I have, tablets and phones that I find. As a matter of fact, I probably would opt for a desktop as opposed to this because, it's just not as useful as,
Yeah. So the other alternative, Deb, is to do what I do with my check engine light. I just take a piece of black electrical tape and put it over the check engine light.
Oh yeah. Or you remove the gas cap. and put it back on.
Right.
And that could fix that fixed it one time.
Yeah. So this is not a big deal. So, yeah. What we're getting at is not a big deal, but you're going to be doing brain surgery for this big deal. If you rename the wrong file or have an issue with these files, your machine may turn into a toaster. Well, it might just be a brick. So be careful here. I would tell you to ignore
that
it.
That means I won't be able to reinstall Windows again on it?
Well, no, you could do that, of course. That's always doable on a machine. But I don't want you to make your life worse just because Microsoft says your memory has poor integrity. And it's really not a comment on your machine's integrity.
Well, you know, half the stuff that they, you know, I wish they would explain this stuff. It's kind of like along the same lines of when you bought the Galaxy S21 that they never told you. You know, in any way, shape, or form,
we know
that was obvious that they didn't have an SD drive and SD slot anymore, and I was so mad.
I can relate.
I would have spent the extra $50 and bought the larger drive. Wow. Okay.
All right, Deb, we gotta let you go. I hope that gives you some things to think about. You're welcome.
All right.
All right. Bye bye.
Yep. Bye bye.
All right. We're gonna be right back.
This White House is unbelievable. Talk about
fast. Whew. Holy moly.
We are back.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, and we're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Couple lines open for you, 860-522-9842. Let's get right to your calls on this Saturday morning. We're going to go to Alan in Glastonbury. What's up, Alan?
Hi. I bought a new tower computer about 5 weeks ago. It was an HP Envy.
Hmm.
Pretty good specs.
Yeah.
But it's been locking up several times. And by that I mean all of a sudden the mouse pointer stops moving, the keyboard becomes unresponsive, Control-Alt-Delete doesn't do anything. I mean, the screen just freezes where it is, and each time I've had to just hold the power button down for 10 seconds to turn it off and turn it back on.
That's a physical issue.
Yes.
So the last three times it did it, it was always on Google Maps Street View. I was like zooming around in different angles on the street, and that's when it happened. And that seems maybe video card intensive. But the other times, I was just in Excel and not doing anything.
Right, right. Yeah, I was going to say you could have been eating a peanut butter jelly sandwich too. It doesn't have any logical connection. You probably have a bad stick of RAM.
Yeah.
Something like that. It's. Mm-hmm. Wherever you got it, you may need to have them service it, and you may have a bad stick of RAM. They have to pop out and figure out which one is bad. That's what it feels like to me. When you have a hard lock like that where Control-Alt-Delete...
It's hardware.
Yes.
It's somewhere in there, it's hardware.
It could be your video card. That could be an issue.
Oh, it could be something physically wrong with the video card, yeah.
Now, if you want to fix this yourself, you could open up the computer, just unplug it, open up the case, and look for the RAM sticks. And you can probably do a YouTube on this to see how to add memory to this particular machine. You're not adding memory, but you could see where the memory it resides. And if it happens to be in multiple sticks, you could take a stick out. There's usually these have to go in a certain order, 1, 2, 3, 4. You can't take out the 1 and leave the 2 in there like that. You'd have to move the 2 to the 1's position or the 0, depending on how they number the
usually 0.
Yeah. So you'd want to have 1 stick of RAM in the 0 position. And see if your lockup happens. So you'll reduce your memory, but who cares? If the lockup doesn't happen for a period of time, it means the one you pulled out was a bad stick of RAM. You can try to get it replaced, RMA'd, or just buy a new stick, put the second stick back in, and you're good. It's just going to figure out which one is the bad one. If it does lock up, you put the one you took out, put it back in there, and see if it doesn't lock up, and hey, you found the one. It's that simple.
Okay.
If that is it, I would bet you that's probably the problem. It's probably a memory problem. It could be a heat problem, too, but I doubt if it's brand new. It's probably got good cooling.
Well, if it were heat, you'd be feeling that it would be getting very hot.
Mm-hmm.
If it's reaching the point where it just locks up.
Right. And it's only a few months old, you said?
It's like 5 weeks old.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's brand new.
Yeah.
So it wasn't refurb, though, right?
It was brand new.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, so you still have a warranty too, so you could always take it to wherever you got it and say, hey, it's just they're going to have your system versus just doing a couple. You can do a quick swap out if they've got two sticks in there to see if one of them's bad.
Yeah, I got it from Costco, so they don't think they have that facility on hand.
Right. But they, I think they'll stand behind it, though.
Sure. Yes, absolutely. Sure. I could even just return it, yeah.
Just going to take your data off of it.
Right. Okay.
All right, Alan, that's where we think it is.
Before I had the same, had a similar problem, and I just returned it and got a new one after 2 weeks, and this one is kind of a similar problem.
Well, that's weird, Alan.
You having the same kind of problem on two different computers that are new?
Maybe it's you.
Yeah, okay. Friends who would vouch for that.
That's the case. I mean, the problem sometimes is the user, but no, I don't think so.
No, we're joking.
Just bad luck. If it was my wife and cell phones, it's her. I'll pay for that later. But yeah,
I was gonna say
it's her. Oh my gosh, it's her. She's like, I was talking on the phone and my cheek hung up. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's not supposed to be a thing. Long story. So good luck, Alan.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Bye. But yeah, sometimes this hardware is just, I mean, you get a bad stick of RAM, and they don't make RAM like they used to anymore. In the old days, it was pretty reliable. There was a period of time in the early days of computers where it was very flaky, and we were swapping out sticks of RAM constantly. Then it was like maybe in the 2000s, everything got good.
It was about like 05 when it got really good.
Yeah, and then they had some big flood out there in Taiwan, in those areas.
And that was in 12.
Okay, and then after that,
it became a crapshoot again.
Yeah, we're back to good luck with the RAM. So we're going to be here till 11 o'clock, two lines wide open. So Jim and Tom, hang on. We'll get to you guys after the news break here. Everything we've talked about has been posted over at computertalkwithtab.com. We are live on the old Facebooks. And if you have a question or comment there, even during the break, we'll try to respond to you on the Facebook page. It's over on WTIC's Facebook. And we're there live in the flesh, as it were. Sorry. We apologize now. But we're there for you to go ahead and post whatever you like there. And of course, we're tweeting to you, and everything's out there by Mike G's sending it over to you. If you follow us at Tab Computer Sys. Oh, and if you are a business and want to follow what we recommend to our business clients, consider us on LinkedIn, the Tab Computer System site on LinkedIn. Follow that, and you'll see a lot of our business advice is right there. So it's a very simple thing to do to follow a company. Do that on LinkedIn. We'll be right back. All right, we are back. That's pretty cool. Carolyn's working up the old tunes here to wake you up on a Saturday morning, because that's half the battle, is getting you guys to wake up.
Yeah.
And join us here on Saturday. I mean, Dennis and I have been up. We're computer geeks, right? We're up on coffee early in the morning, but you guys are all sleeping. But for now, we're going to go right to your calls. We thank you for joining us. We're going to Jim first in Marlboro. What's happening, Jim?
Hi there.
Hey.
I just have a question.
And you came to the right place.
I hope. We'll see. I've had the same internet provider for a couple of years now, and I've never had a problem. Mm-hmm. Okay? Never even a hiccup. And then Monday, everything just went boom. Nothing,
boom.
You know.
That's how it happens a lot of the time.
Yeah,
you know?
It doesn't.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doesn't degrade slowly, it just breaks.
No, it just boom. I was watching television. I stream all my television. I got a laptop, a desktop.
Yeah.
You know, on the phone, you know, the whole nine yards, and never had a problem. And then all of a sudden, this has been going on since Monday. I've talked to all the tech support guys and all that.
Yeah.
And I've replaced my the router, and the message, what I'm getting is it says connected without internet.
Yeah.
I'm wondering, have you ever heard of that?
Yeah. We'd be rich men if we could get paid by that message.
Oh, yeah.
We would be not on the radio. Both
What's
of us would be
What's that telling
retired.
Me? Is it me or them or what?
Well,
I
you
don't
have
know.
The
I
issue.
I can't look it up because, you know, I don't have internet.
Right.
It's a most likely a DNS issue.
I'm thinking that.
So what do you did you implement OpenDNS like we suggested?
I don't even know what DNS is, to be honest.
Okay,
with you.
No, that's fair.
Well,
that's a fair.
It's an
comment.
Excellent question.
So DNS is how you get the internet, the information on the internet. So when you type in www. Which I shouldn't even have bothered saying, but I did www. computertalkwithtab.com, that gets translated by a domain name service that takes the name computertalkwithtab.com and converts it into an address, an IP address.
Right.
Just like a phone number or your actual physical address at your house. And that's how the internet, it's where you know where to get things on the internet. So you're not connected to the internet because you're not getting that DNS service most likely. You changed out your firewall, so you know that the device is handing out IP addresses, but you're not getting DNS. So that would be given to you by your internet provider. This is the first thought I have, is that your internet provider has got an issue with DNS. Who is your internet provider?
T-Mobile.
T-Mobile. Oh, you're doing the wireless thing.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's cool. So that was working, and then it just stopped working. Did they send you a new modem, a new device?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you
same problem. You know, in the upper right hand corner of my phone, it has the internet symbol. You know, the cone shaped with the little lines, but next to that, it has an exclamation point.
Right, because it knows there's a problem.
Right.
Yeah.
Same thing with your laptop. You can't get internet, right?
Right. I can, you know, nothing. TV, nothing. Laptop, nothing. Phone, nothing.
So you've got the modem plugged into the WAN port of your new router, right?
What's that?
You've got the modem, the T-Mobile modem, and it's plugged into the WAN port of your new router. What's the new router you purchased?
Well, no, it's not. It's not a. It's a. It's one unit. It's called the Gateway.
It's all from them.
Oh, it's serving up its own Wi-Fi. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so then this is their problem, I think.
Yeah, I would say so.
You need to have them send you another device or bring that device to a T-Mobile store.
Or they have to reprovision it.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it just has the wrong information put into it.
Yeah, what do they say when you call them and say, I've got no internet?
Well, they're working on it, but I don't.
Okay,
I don't have a lot of confidence that they're sure what's going on.
Okay,
either,
fair enough. All right, so here's what you can do. I'm just thinking out of the box here. I assume you can do this.
Yeah.
Take the Gateway. Can you power it in a mobile way? Can you take it in your car somewhere? The Gateway and have it powered up.
Yeah. I don't know how I could power it up, though.
Okay, so you don't have any kind of AC plug in your vehicle? What I'm getting at is taking your device and bringing it into a different T-Mobile area to see if it's a cell tower issue in your area where you have that little Gateway connect to a different T-Mobile tower, and all of a sudden it works. So to Dennis's point, he thinks it's a provisioning issue where your Gateway is not being provisioned to allow you to have the service. It could also be an issue with T-Mobile itself and that tower.
Or their carriage, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So if you could take that. Do you have a friend that has a home in a T-Mobile area?
I could do that. I could try that. Good idea.
Maybe. Maybe it's a good idea. We don't know.
I don't think it's on my end anymore.
No, I don't think so.
We don't think that either.
Yeah, it's them. So you could always bring it to a T-Mobile store and have them look at it.
I did yesterday.
What'd they say?
I've been back there a couple times, and I've talked to tech support a couple times on the phone, a few times on the phone.
Yep.
And everybody's kind of shaking their head. You know, they don't know why all of a sudden this happened. You know?
Well, all of a sudden is how everything happens at tech support. It's always
all of a sudden is something that I hear 20 times a day, every day.
It's not like when your brakes are going and you get that squeal for about four months.
Yeah,
this is always of a sudden.
I never realized how dependent I was on this stuff. You know, I can't even pay my bills. You know, I mean, I'm dead in the water. I do everything online now, you know.
So, I understand, yeah.
And I'm an old timer, you know. I can imagine if this happened to somebody younger that wouldn't even know how to write a check or, you know.
Oh, my gosh. If somebody was younger, they'd be in a little padded crying room. I mean, that's
a rubber shell,
yeah.
You know. But that's what I feel like. I feel like I should, you know, I'm just totally in a different world now.
Well, it's fixable. It's on them. It's on them. Have you brought the device? You brought the device into the T-Mobile store and they can't make it work either.
Yeah,
right?
They replaced it a couple times.
All right. So then,
I don't know. You know, and at first I thought it was a SIM card, you know, so
yeah.
I had them replace the SIM card.
I was wondering about that too, but did they give you a new SIM card and then attach that to your account?
Yeah, they did.
Oh.
And then they tested it.
New SIM card.
And they tested it there before you left?
I don't know if they tested it. It was brand new.
That's part of the problem.
Yeah, they're not testing it, Jim. Yeah, it's a T-Mobile issue. I wish we could fix it for you, Jim, but it's not you, it's them.
Yeah. I just wanted to run it by you, see if you know, if somebody else had heard of this.
Well, you can see on the Facebook page if people are commenting, but I'm sure this is a issue with whatever they're provisioning on your account. They have not done something correct.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your help and take care.
Yeah, good luck. Let us know how it turns out.
I will. Thank
all right,
you.
You got bye. It. Bye-bye. Oh, that stinks. I mean,
stinks big time.
Cell carriers.
You brought it right to their store. Why couldn't they test it right there?
Right. They should have been able to.
Have him connect to his
service.
Connect to the Wi-Fi to his little femto cell and...
It would have been all set.
Yeah.
Hey, it's all set, but nope, nobody ever tests anything. We'll step out for a quick break here. Keep Carolyn happy.
Okay, we are back.
This is Computer Talk with Tab, and I'm going to get right to your calls. And Tom is back. He was our first caller this morning, and then he left us, and now he's back. You there, Tom?
Yes, I am. Hi, thank you for speaking with me. I have a question regarding this MOCA, M-O-C-A, yeah. Where you can convert your old cable, you know, TV wires into Ethernet. Have you guys got, what do you guys think of that, or is there something easier than having to hook up one of those in each room?
Well, we don't see a lot of use for it. People have used it, though, and you can get those adapters. To me, I would rather you use your electrical
system. I would be using what, I guess they call it power line.
Ethernet over power.
Ethernet over power line. Yeah. There's a term for it.
EOP versus POE.
But I would, in my opinion, I would think that the power circuitry in your house would be more thorough and more reliable than whatever the coax connections were.
Right.
The problem with coax connections is they go through junctions.
Yeah.
And a lot of those junctions are very cheap. Electronics, and they worked well for a while, but if they've been stuck in your wall for 20 years,
right?
Who knows what condition it's in anymore? I just don't know how reliable it would be. But your power connections in your house should be good as long as you're getting your 120 volts to your light bulb.
Yeah.
Then it should be able to carry that Ethernet signal just fine.
Well, does that cause any problems with your wiring long term?
No. Imagine if the power company, which they can do this, by the way, the electric companies could send Ethernet over the power lines. Imagine if our electric bill was subsidized by Internet.
Uh-huh.
And we wouldn't have, you know, these massive power bills because the electric company could actually make some money selling Internet.
Well, that's a great point. So, all right. So that way, can you just do me one favor again and tell me what it's called again?
It's Ethernet over power. I think it's EOP, but Dennis will look it up real quick. But he'll tell you what it is. And we'll put a link up to a typical example of it for you, Tom.
All right. Thank you very much for your time.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye.
Trying to use the older BNC. No, not BNC. BNC is even older than that. The cable wire is more trouble than it's worth. Is it Ethernet over power?
It is Ethernet over power.
Yay, I was right.
But the devices that you buy are called Powerline Network Adapters.
Is that a Belkin product, I think?
Belkin makes them. A lot of other manufacturers make them.
I've had mixed success with them. Sometimes they work okay. They're not going to get the speed you'd want. Over a pure Cat 6 run. So they want to solve the issue. Just run a Cat 6 cable to wherever you need internet and then add a new access point, and that'll solve the issue.
Yeah, that's the real deal. But I just get nervous when people are using coax through those little connectors and mergers that they used to.
I agree. It's probably more trouble. So let's go to Art in Wallingford. What's happening, Art?
Yes, good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
I had... my question is a recommendation for virus software for a PC.
Yep.
Last year, I was about a month before I were to renew my virus software, which is was with Webroot, and I happened to be on listen to your radio station, and you don't recommend that anymore, I believe.
Correct.
And you recommend another software.
Yeah, we recommend the free stuff.
We recommend what's already built into Windows, which is called Defender.
Oh, Defender. Okay.
Yep. That's what it's called. And as long as you don't have any other antivirus running on it, it will run for you.
Okay. So I've never had any problem with the Webroot.
Nope. You can keep it too. You can keep it. You know, it is what it is. We stopped using it across our base. We found it to be as less effective than an alternative that we went to.
All right, so I can delete that.
Uninstall.
I'm okay to delete that software and just activate Webroot. Defender.
Yes,
matter of fact, you don't even need to activate it. It will activate itself.
I see.
As soon as you remove Webroot and reboot the computer, it'll turn Defender right back on.
Okay, excellent. One other quick question. I know you talked a lot about cutting the cable.
Yeah.
And I don't have the capacity, the capability of understanding all the jargon, how to go about doing that. Is there anything you can recommend, or somebody you can recommend, a company you can recommend that would help me cut my cable bill?
Well, we can put a link up to cutting the cable. There's huge blogs that explain it. You don't need to pay somebody to do this, because you need to kind of understand how you're getting your media. Yeah. So, you know what I mean? I mean,
well, I'm currently with Comcast right now, and I have landline,
right.
I have internet, and I have the cable.
Right. And they're hoping, that's why they bundled it all together, because one of those three things is going to keep you with them. Right. That's part of their, right. That's part of their process. And if you break up the bundle, they triple your prices, even though the bundle is ridiculously expensive as it is.
Right.
So number one, a good way to cut the cable is to get off that landline and just use your cell phone, because you have a cell phone, aren't I? I guarantee you do, right?
That's correct. Yes.
Yeah. So you don't need the landline anymore. Just use your cell phone for making calls. The landline is done. Don't need to do it.
Well, I'm trying to wean myself off the landline.
Yeah. Just
I mean, I'm
cold
just
turkey, man.
All my numbers now. I'm transferring all my numbers now from the landline to the cell phone.
Okay.
You know, like doctor's offices or credit cards and blah blah
yeah.
blah.
Yeah. So get that done, and then you get rid of the landline. When we say cut the cable, you can still use Comcast for internet service, because what'll happen is your TV and your phone now have been taken care of. You're not going to have to pay for these crazy packages of channels. You, however, right. do have to pay a streaming service for those crazy packages of channels, right? So you're going to pay some other devil. However, there's choices, and you're not locked in. So you can choose YouTube TV, Hulu, Fubo. There's all sorts of services. And all of a sudden, what happens is you're running your TV on an app. So it's either going to be a device you're going to plug into your HDMI connection on your TV, which is either going to be a Roku or a NVIDIA Shield or some device. You're going to have a nice clicker that you get used to. The clickers work fine. You're going to be able to change your channels just like you're used to. The only difference is it's streaming to you over the internet rather than coming to you over the dumb cable.
Do you recommend anything specific, Hulu or Roku or whatever the other item?
It comes down to your budget. What happens is there's services all over the place. Disney Plus, Netflix, Amazon Prime, Hulu, YouTube. We've got so many apps. I've got so much media available at my house. We spend more time trying to figure out what we're going to watch than actually watching. Right? It used to be you had three channels and you spent the time on the tube. Now it's like so much. You don't even know what to watch. So okay. I would tell you to look at what's out there. Just do a Google search on streaming TV. And we'll even put up maybe even a link from CNET or other companies that have already done some comparisons.
Well yeah, we'll find some comparisons, yeah.
But don't be afraid of it. Yeah, you're
okay.
Most likely they're banking on the fact that you're locking yourself into the bundle because of that stupid phone line.
Yeah.
That's their hook.
My Comcast is coming up for... I'm in a two-year contract. It's coming up for renewal this year sometime.
Right.
So when it comes up for renewal, I'll just not renew their landline. And
right. And you're gonna take all that savings and put it into your electric bill.
I don't have to worry about Wallingford electric bills. They're pretty reasonable here.
Oh, that's true. You're so lucky. You're in Wallingford. Somehow, you know, managing power is working well in Wallingford. The rest of the state doesn't know how to do it.
Yeah. Sorry to hear that.
Yes. My bill, right, we almost fell over. All right, Art. Thank you.
Okay, so bye-bye.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot. Wallingford and their own electric company. There you go.
Yeah, and isn't there a company like out in Norwich or something like that has their own municipal power?
Yeah, we need to get like little micro like hydrogen fuel cells in our neighborhoods. You know, we can get a fuel cell association. I mean, if we can get hydrogen fuel cells going, we can just tell these Eversource folks to pound sand, for crying out loud. You know, come on. Wouldn't that be great to have little micro? Imagine a business where you just set up these little generators to run homes with these little fuel cells.
Yeah. And you don't need to worry about power company.
Right.
What happens when the storm comes through and you lose power? Right. Well, that doesn't happen.
And all the hydrogen fuel cell needs is water and then mm-hmm. a solar panel on top to turn it into hydrogen, and you're done. I mean, that's in a nutshell. It's not the easiest thing. I know we're still working on it, but that's the future, I hope.
Well, let's hope.
Yeah. And then, you know, we can get rid of the whatever squirrels are running in those wheels to keep that energy running, because they're getting too expensive. I can't afford it anymore. Let's go to John quickly in Avon. Coming in at the top of the hour here, John. What do you want to talk about?
Hey, I switched Frontier, put the fiber in, and we switched to fiber.
Hmm.
Ironically, it was cheaper to do that, so it was like a no-brainer. Anyway, they said it would be much faster and I would notice the difference, and I don't notice any difference.
Right, so here's the problem. What did you pay for? What speed?
500.
Okay. Most likely your problem is in your router, in that your router is an older style router incapable of giving you that performance. It has there's a LAN WAN throughput on the router that is probably going to be giving you 200 megabits rather than 500. Is that what you're seeing?
Maybe. That could be, because they did hook up their whatever modem or whatever they put in to a Netgear router that I already had. They said it'll work fine through that.
It will work fine, but you're not going to get your speeds.
Right.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay, so the other irony of this, John, is that, you know what? None of your websites are going to work any very differently anyways, because you don't need that much speed. But
right.
If you want to see how it works, you have to go pick up a device that handles 6 gigahertz speeds, and
yes.
That'll cover your LAN WAN throughput.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Your old router is the throttle point.
Right.
All right.
Got it. Thank you.
You got it, sir. Thank you for calling. All right. So, yeah, you buy all that performance and you still got your old Pinto on the highway.
Right.
Well, we want to thank you guys for joining us on this Saturday morning. Everything's been posted by Mike G over on our Facebook and Twitter, and Dennis has been feverishly posting. We can say feverishly now because it's
you
all
can
over.
Say
it's back.
Go ahead. Say
stick,
it.
Stick around. Dr. Alessi will be coming up next. I want to thank Carolyn for producing. And
remember, we want you to be geeks too.
See you next Saturday.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.